Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here, Bird Show. Kaylee.
Yep.
The prank on your neighbor seemed like a great idea at the time. You're getting a good chuckle out of it until went sideways.
Yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes I take people's kindness for weakness, apparently. So I was in the process of getting a car, and there was this period of time where I didn't have a car. So, like, I was borrowing my mom's for a little bit. I had to give that car back. And so there I was.
And this is recently.
Yes. Yeah, within the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so there I was with no car, still hadn't found a new car. And some really close friends in my neighborhood, not my next door neighbor, the one that I can't stand, but a few doors down is this couple who are really, really cool. And the dude buys and sells cars. He's got tons of cars. Now, I didn't ask him to borrow a car, but his wife saw that I was carless and in need. And she was like, you can drive my car for a few days. And
sweet.
I'm like, oh, that's
so neighbors kind do, huh?
of, yeah.
Really nice neighbor.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, this is great. So, and this was going to hold me over until I picked up my new car. So while I had her car, I had to go clean out my old car, which had a blown engine because I was going to sell it. So I had gone and started collecting all the things that were in it from the body shop. And I have been driving around with a severed head in my trunk for about 2 years.
Huh. Is that our formal general manager?
No. Some streetwalker. You know? So I was in a horror movie a few years back, and I had to do one of those head casts, which is the most uncomfortable thing ever. And so they made a mold of my head.
It looks just like him.
Is
it's
that
so
right?
Creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it down there right now?
Well, no. Well, I'm going to get to the point.
Okay.
So, it had hair. I mean, and they bashed this thing with a camera, and some blood was squirting out of it. So, like, the underneath of it, it looks like it was a severed head. And I've had it in my trunk for like 2 years. I just never took
just
it out.
Rolling around.
All right. So going to the left, you hear a head just slam against the left side. Of the
well, I think
right.
I had it
Bam.
Secured. I had like a blanket over it. And I was going to prank my wife with it at some point. Tommy and I have spoken about how to execute just something fun with it. But I never executed anything on my wife. So as I'm cleaning out the car and loading stuff into my neighbor's car, I'm like, I have an idea. I was like, all right, well, I'll unload her car of my stuff, and maybe I'll just leave the severed head wrapped in a towel in her trunk.
Have you ever met a man trying so hard not to get laid?
And also, not to be liked.
In his own home, nonetheless. Okay.
So I didn't just do it. I called her husband, and I said, hey, listen.
Oh, this is the head in the neighbor.
Yes.
So, okay.
So I cleaned out my car and moved the head into my neighbor's trunk. And so once I cleaned everything else out, and this neighbor, she keeps her car immaculate. I mean, not a crumb. So I'm doing the neighborly thing. I'm vacuuming everything out, making sure it is just the way I got it.
Minus a severed head.
Little head in the back.
And I told her husband, I said, this is what I'm thinking. And he was like, I don't know, dude. That's up to you.
You should know right then, Kaylee, if you don't get the husband's seal of approval, you abort mission.
Not necessarily. This, because the husband might be thinking, it's something I'd like to do, but I know I'd be in trouble for it. But if you want to go for it, you
well,
do
that's
you.
That's what he said. He's like, I think it's pretty damn funny.
Oh, that's
what? I don't know how happy she'll be. I said, okay, I'll think about it a little more. And 2 seconds later. So what I do was, is I position the head in the middle of the trunk. There's nothing else in the trunk, absolutely nothing in her trunk. And it's wrapped in like a beach towel. So I return the car to her, pristine condition. And then I wait. Like, she takes her car to work, because I figured that there's nothing holding this thing from rolling around in the back.
So she can hear it.
She's going to hear it banging around something. So the next day comes, and I still haven't heard word of anything. And I guess it was the second day, she went out to her car. She works at an Infiniti dealership, and she popped the trunk of her Infiniti. And the head had not moved an inch. It was sitting in the middle. So either she drives perfectly and she goes, she sees this towel and she goes, she starts to get a little mad, like, oh, gross. They left like a wet beach towel in here and it's wrapped up in a ball. And so she goes to grab it and this head rolls out and she screams. And then said she peed herself.
No way. Did she really?
Successful prank.
Great prank.
Yeah. It sound like
home run.
Yes, sir.
Home run. I mean, couldn't have executed it better.
No.
And when it's reported back to you?
She's mad.
Really mad.
Really mad. And I haven't gotten my head back.
You
I don't know
that.
Where it is.
You can kiss that head goodbye.
Yeah.
She won't return my texts. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, yeah, you will not be getting head from the neighbor.
Damn, that's what I ruined.
Here, Bird Show.